Torah says that Yaakov was left alone, and he was busy doing something with someone during the entire night until the morning came up. Vayivater Yaakov l'ado, vayayavek ish imo ad alat ha-shachar. Vayayavek, what does this word vayayavek mean? So Rashi comments, he gives two theories. Number one, he quotes Menachem ben Saruk, one of the major Hebrew experts, Menachem Perish, vayitaper ish, l'shon avak, shayumalim afar b'raglehem aydei niyanuam. That the word vayavek is from the lashon of avak, aleph bet kuf, which means dust. And Menachem Zurich says it means exactly that. Afar, ayin peresh, it's supposed to be the same word. Vayavek, that they were kicking up dust. That while they were wrestling and fighting, the dust was getting kicked up. But then Rashi offers a different interpretation. Vilini Rashi lashon vayit kasher, lashon aramihu, batar da avikube. Rashi says, no, I think that actually the real meaning is a lashon of hitkashrut, of connection, of intertwining. Why? Because in Aramaic, avak, avikube, avuka, this connotes a gathering together of different things, of intertwining them together. Lashon aniva, tying together. Shekein derech shnaim shemitamsim, la'pil ishet re'ehu, shechovko, v'ovko bezorotav. Because when two people are fighting, they begin to wrestle, they grab each other, they're trying to throw each other to the ground, they're trying to push each other around, so they're holding each other, they're avikube. U'pershu razal, shusaro shaleisav. And the rabbis come along and they say that this was not a regular man. This was Sarosh Alesav. Specifically, the Mefarshim point out that the name is Samael. This is how Rashi understands it. It's interesting to note that Ramban understands the word itself in pretty much the same way, but he has a different root. He doesn't say it's from Lashon of Avak, like Avikube, but rather he says that in Hebrew and in Aramaic, sometimes you can interchange some of the letters. So for example, the letter Aleph can be interchanged with the letter Chet. So he understands that here it's not vayeavku, but it's vayechabku, to hug. Why does he say that? So he has a good proof in Unklus. How does Unklus translate the word vayeavek over here? Veishtadel, which is a weird word. It means, in Hebrew it would mean to try. But that's how Unklus translates it. Ramban points out there's another word in Chumash that Unklus translates as veishtadel. You have to go all the way to the isha ha'anusa v'amufuta. The woman who was either seduced or raped, and the word anus, of pitui, of seduction, over there, Unklus translates it as ishtadel, which means that over here, the Sarah Shel Esav, according to Ramban and according to Unklus, wasn't fighting with Yaakov, but he was trying to entice him to be like him, entice him to the dark side, like Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, right? He's trying to get him to come to his side. That was what was going on all night. The Sarah Shel Esav was trying, you should be like me, you should be like Esav. That's what Yaakov was struggling with all night. And that's a completely different way of understanding the word Vayavek according to Ramban. Shavua Tov.